friends. Love saying two bad bitches, bad, two bad bitches, bad, two bad bitches, be friends. Like a bad bitch duo. Bad bitch duo. Like a bad bitch duo. Welcome back to another episode of Two G's in a Podcast with Graciela.
And Gina.
And we are back, stronger than ever.
Okay, I just, like, I don't know, I kind of want to just spitball today, like, let whatever comes to mind be what we, like, be what I say, you know what I mean? And so earlier today, I was on TikTok, and of course, you know, and I had seen this clip, and it was the clip that Angel Reese, well, it was a clip from Angel Reese's podcast where she was interviewing Alandria, and I really love Alandria, like, she was my favorite from Love Island day one, like, I knew that that was gonna be my girl. I didn't know, like, the Nick ship thing was gonna happen.
No, I shipped Nick Alandria from the beginning.
That's so funny.
Like,
but she always just, like, she just gave that girl, like, very much, she was educated, she was employed, like, gorgeous. Like, I feel like she was just all of the things that, like, women and young girls should aspire to be, you know?
I really loved her because from that moment where Hutta was like, oh, it's okay that nobody picked you, and it was just like, well, she didn't say she had an issue with it, and then Alandria was like, you don't have to do that, like, don't do that, you don't, like,
because you never needed your sympathy, right?
It was never that. And then she addressed it immediately, and then had a conversation with her after. That's exactly how you should go about, as a grown woman, that's exactly how you should go about things, because she could have easily, like everybody else in the villa, just held her feelings and then gone to, like, talk about Hutta to someone else, but instead she addressed it immediately, and I really, it's like, no, real recognizes real, and I really respected that.
Yes, and so with that being said, just whatever she does, whatever she goes on, her magazine shoots, all of that, I'm just like, yes, I love
to see her win,
like, give her props, I love that. And I really love the way that she speaks and the way that she speaks about herself as an individual, because it's just very empowering, you know? And she is very articulate with her words, and I just really appreciate having someone like that so front and center in the media.
We definitely need it.
And one of the things that she said in that interview with Angel Reese that really resonated with me, like, deeply, like, it struck something in my core, is she was talking about her past relationships, and she had said something along the lines of, with the people that she was with in the past, they were always treating her and speaking to her as if the things that she was asking for were too much. But what she realized in her relationship with Nick is that it wasn't that she was asking for too much, it was that she was asking the wrong person for the things that she was asking for. And I really liked that she said that, because there is no reason to settle. Like, she was 27 when she went on the show. Love Island was trying to get her on air for years and years and years, which is so funny to think about. But she was just successful, like, in every aspect by herself. Like, she never needed a partner.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
I feel like I sounded weird.
No. She never needed a partner. You're right.
And I don't know. Like, I think that it's, I guess, empowering in a way to have a person that's like, there's no point in settling ever. When you are, like, at your best self, like, your highest version, you're happy with yourself and you're successful and you are just, like, living for yourself, really, you never, ever, ever need to compromise. You never need to settle.
Ever. I think that it's very important, especially social media-wise, where you have the people like Krishan and Bad Baby being given all this attention.
Mariah. Leave her out.
You have all these people, right? Who will, it's like they're successful and they can be successful on their own, but they're going back to these men that are treating them like dogs. And it's just like, why is that what you want for yourself? What about this man is really that special that is making you you're allowing him to make you look like a fucking clown to the public? And then that's teaching other, like, little girls or just teenagers that are seeing this and making them feel like that's what's normal, and it's not. Like, you should never be in a relationship where someone doesn't respect you, because anybody that cheats on you does not respect you. There's no situation that could have happened that a person that respects you is going to cheat on you.
Right.
Or treat you any sort of way or talk to you crazy. Like, absolutely nothing. So I definitely agree with even if it's that you bear, you want a millionaire, if that is what you want, do not settle. That, if that is what you want, that is what you want. Like, why would you settle for anything less? I actually think it's funny that we're having this conversation now, because a couple of days ago, I was having a conversation, and the topic was, is dating difficult now? And before I give you my answer, what do you think? Like, do you think, as someone that is actively in the dating field right now, what do you think?
As a person that is on the front line, I'm in the troops that got put out to the front. I'm like, guys, this is just a joke when I say, okay, please don't take it personally. But I'm like a Marine. You know how they be saying the Marines are like the first people out mm-hmm. when it comes to war? That's what it feels like. But honestly, when they be talking about the sassy men apocalypse, like, they're so right. And that's just another thing about dating, is that it's literally a bad bitch competition. And I'm not...
And it's only one bad bitch in the fucking relationship. Then what? Who's opening the door for who?
I'm saying. I just think that with dating now, it's too much of a competition with everything. Mm-hmm. It's like the bar is below hell. And so I would say that I'm like actively dating, but my mentality has shifted a lot in the sense of like, no, I'm not gonna just settle. And it's actually kind of bad, because I think that I'm getting to a point where I'm starting to be a lot more comfortable with the idea of being single forever. And I know that that sounds really crazy, and it's probably not what's gonna happen to me. Like, you know, like, maybe that's just dramatizing things, I guess. But with how the dating pool is currently, it's like, no, these men are actual demons. They're evil. They have no respect for themselves. They have no respect for you. And but kind of with that being said, I'm just at a point where I'm very like casually dating, and I kind of want like a roster in a sense. But with that kind of being said, I think that it is really important to do the kind of casual dating thing, and to just remember to keep your options open when we're dating, because you really do not have to settle. Like, there might not be the perfect person out there, you know, but there is the perfect person out there. So that is what dating is like right now. It's keeping things very like casual and not really having expectations, because the quality of men right now, raised by Satan himself.
It's not that I want someone that's a provider just so that I can be in a house and do absolutely nothing and he's just like the breadwinner. I want a provider because he is the provider. Because for me, I can provide for myself. Like, I don't need anyone to provide for me. But it's a very attractive quality to be with someone that you know is going to provide for you and your family. Because if mm-hmm. I do decide that I just want to be a stay-at-home mom, mm-hmm. like, I can do that. Because, yeah, they say daycare is like $1 million a week. Like, I can stay at home for free.
We got daycare at home.
Right, we literally got daycare at home. What are we talking about? And just like, even like right now with like all the stuff going on, like people being unemployed mm-hmm. and like, there's no stability in anything right now because everything's so expensive. People mm-hmm. are losing their jobs. It's nice to know that you have someone that you can depend on mm-hmm. and is not like solely relying on you to provide, mm-hmm. you know? So yeah, it's never I need someone to provide. It's I want someone to provide.
Yeah.
And a lot of these men look at it like, oh, well, she's just a gold digger and have $5 to their name. And you know what else is crazy to me? Right? You know what else?
Gold digging is still gold. It's the gold coins that they give out during like, St. Patrick's the fuck? Day.
Like, you know what's so crazy to me? I genuinely believe that a man who can provide is not going to have an issue with a girl who wants a provider.
Ever.
So if you have an issue with a girl that wants a provider, it's because you're broke. It's because yeah. you cannot provide. Because if you are able to do that, why would it be an issue?
Yeah.
You're going to meet the love of your life and you're going to be like, yeah, but just, you are the love of my life, but just so you know, I'm not spending any money on you because mm-hmm. I feel like you're a gold digger. No, like you sound stupid. Like that's the thing. It's the broke men that have that mentality. It's the men that can barely provide for themselves if they're able to provide for themselves, that are like, I'm not providing for no bitch. Okay, well.
They don't understand that no one ever has asked that of them.
Mm-mm.
Why would any person in the right mind sit here and look at a broke man. Let's just call him what he is and be like, oh yeah, like, I need you to pay my, like, my car note this month.
I saw this guy on social media the other day, right? I don't even know how I have this person on my social media account. I'm not going to say where, just in case he, like, but he was, like, he took a screenshot of some conversation that he had seen on, like, Twitter or whatever, and it was two screenshots. It was one of, like, a $4,000 Cash App, like, someone sent someone $4,000, right?
Okay.
And then the other screenshot was the conversation on iMessage, and it was like a link to a car, and you can see the car in the little picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them is like, this is the one that you want, and then the other person's like, yeah, this is the one that I want, and it's like a really nice car. Mm-hmm. Right? And then the other person is like, oh, okay, I got you, anything for you, baby. And then, boom, $4,000 sent as a down payment,
mm-hmm,
towards this car.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that and be like, okay, like, that's a man.
Right.
But it's the girl sending this man $4,000 so that he can buy himself a car. And then the guy, like, quotes that and he's like, a lot of you bitches don't understand what this can do financially for your man to be able to provide for you. And I looked at that and I was like, what? So in order for a man to provide for me, I have to get him a car?
In order for him to provide for me, I have to provide for him so that he can provide for me, so that I should provide for him so he can provide for me.
And how, like, so our first step to finding the love of your life is finding a man that does not have a car,
mm-hmm,
so that then you can get him a car.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
And the thing is, like, that, like, I was literally looking at that and I was like, the thing is that he, as a grown man, thinks that this is like logical. Like, he put this on the internet and he's like, no, this is probably like one of the smartest things that I've ever said. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to be like just so woke and just like, oh, like, women ain't shit, like, y'all want men to provide for you but you don't want to provide for them. But the thing is, again, I don't need a man to provide for me.
Right.
I can provide for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot provide for yourself and you want someone to provide for you. We are not the same person. We are not the same people. So it's just like, again, the only people that are going to have an issue with that are broke people.
That's just how you know that the karmic balance is so out of whack. Because what do you mean that the roles have reversed so much? Like, now apparently being feminine means buying your man a car.
As someone that just went through the car buying process, I can tell you that I'm not doing that for anybody else.
Well, no, you just have to send the money. That's all he's asking for.
Don't piss me off.
No, I think that's so insane. But I think just on like a baseline level, there's the masculine and there's the feminine in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
At least just like simply put, right?
Yeah.
When I'm with a man, I want him to bring out the most feminine side of me possible. And when I'm with him, I want to bring out his masculinity. I want him to feel like he should, like, cater to me, protect me, shelter me.
Right.
Like, provide on a very simple level.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I'm providing in return is my presence. He is so lucky to be in my presence.
Bro.
I'm, like, joking, but I'm serious in the sense of I think that, at least for me and what I'm looking for, I want a man who is going to provide for me in the way that my father did and more.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's too much to ask.
And on top of that, I genuinely feel like when you find a man that is, like, very masculine and brings out that feminine, like, energy out of you...
Mm-hmm.
There are things that, like, men are like, well, women don't cook anymore and you guys want men to provide. Women don't do this. They don't clean. They don't this. Whatever. And that's why they don't want to be providers.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a girl that genuinely fucks with you and you are doing what you need to do as a man, you're going to cook for them. You're going to do all of those things,
mm-hmm,
because it is a... Like, it's a relationship. Like, it can't just be give, 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 give.
You want to do things for that person.
And it's not going to feel like, oh my gosh, he's hungry again. Fuck. It's gonna be like, oh, like, what should we, like, what do you want for dinner today? Like, what should I make? Like, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, that's how a partnership should work. Mm-hmm. And I hate that there's this, like, view of women, like, it's just expected to be, like, give, because while there are some women that do have that expectation, like, they don't want to also give back to men, I don't think that the reality is that 100% of women are sitting here and they're like, no, you guys just have to give us money and we're gonna go out and cheat on you guys and we're gonna go out and spend the money and like do this and do that. Mm-hmm. And then men are just like hardworking men that provide and provide and provide. Like, that's not the reality of things, and I feel like that's what is portrayed on social media, and I really hate that. Mm-hmm. Because it's just not. And that's why when you see a healthy couple, mm-hmm, on social media, you're like, they get so much attention because people see that, like, there is a balance. Mm-hmm. Like, not to keep talking about reality stars, but Cameron and Lauren.
Oh my God.
I think that they are the perfect example of when you are meant to be with somebody, you are going to find that person. Yeah. And you should never settle for this, mm-hmm, for anything. Mm-hmm. Because they found each other on a reality show, did not know what each other looked, they didn't know what they looked like at all.
Yeah.
Like, found each other, fell in love, they're still together, they just had a baby. Yes, and it's been like years. Aww. Like, it's been years. And if I remember correctly, like, both of them were at a point where it was just like they just want to be with someone. Yeah. And I love that they took like a couple of years to just like get to know each other fully, mm-hmm, and build a foundation before they just had a baby, because yeah, I think it is very essential to have that foundation before you bring in a child. Mm-hmm. So they're like, they get so much attention and so much love because you can see that a healthy relationship where both partners are equal and it's, mm-hmm, not just like one person giving everything, mm-hmm, it's like, it's not all or nothing, basically. Yeah. It's really important to see that.
And there's also that aspect where they support each other like so loud,
mm-hmm,
and they're so clearly there for each other, show up for each other, and like, yeah, the reality thingy. But I think that that's why Nick and Alandria get so much support too, is because you can see that in both of these couples, it's two people who were completely successful independently,
mm-hmm,
and they came together, and like, I don't know, like, magic, bro. Yeah. Like, you could see that they're really soulmates and that they mesh so well together.
Exactly. And another thing is that a lot of men are jealous of their partners. Right. And I feel like that's a man thing, because I would love to see the statistics of, like, how many men are successful versus how many women are successful. Because, mm-hmm, I feel like it's that more women are successful, and that's why there's, like, this, like, jealousy that a lot of men get when their, mm-hmm, girlfriends are doing good or their wives are doing good or whatever,
mm-hmm,
because, like, that jealousy aspect, and that's why so many men do cheat on their significant others, because, mm-hmm, it's, like, a...
They have, like, resentment, yeah, towards their partner because they themselves are losers.
Basically. And with Nick, I love to see that immediately once they got out of there, it was like, okay, that swim company that I don't know what it's called, but that swim company he, like, that he's been modeling for years, yeah, he immediately was like, I need to put my girl onto this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did a collab together, and they started doing other things together. I saw a live recently, like, a clip of a live recently where they asked him, what's your favorite color on Alandria? And he said, green, blue, red, yellow, like, it don't matter. And it's just like, right. And you can tell that he's genuinely proud of her and all the things that he's doing. Like, he's constantly showing love for, and, like, just, like, acknowledging, like, wow, like, she's doing such big things. And she does the exact same thing,
yeah,
for him.
Yeah.
So it's, like, that's how a partnership should be. And I wish that people would pay attention to those relationships more instead of making the couple that is cheating on each other constantly or is fighting physically and just, like, doing outrageous shit. Like, that's, mm-hmm, what we're putting our eyes on. And it's just like, yeah, that's not normal. Put, yeah, them away.
No, we really need to spend more time as a society, like, uniting and giving more attention to healthy relationships, because there is such this idea in the media that we're seeing so often that you have to stick with your partner through, like, anything. Whether they cheat, mm-hmm, on you, whether they lose their job, whether they mistreat you, like, all of these things, like, the toxic relationship is put on this crazy pedestal. And it's like, no, you guys, you're all traumatized and you're stuck in this karmic cycle and you need to break free.
Y'all have trauma bonded.
Yeah.
That's what y'all have done. Y'all have trauma bonded. Y'all do not actually love each other. Like,
it's a shame because they could be so much better either just by themselves or with someone else. If
exactly.
you really need to be in a relationship, if that person is bringing out the worst in you, if they're embarrassing you, if they're doing things with the intention of causing harm to you, that is not a person you should be with.
Yeah. You also just shouldn't be with someone that doesn't bring you happiness. Like, you're telling me that it makes you happy to find out that your man cheated on you? Like, that's bringing joy to constantly? Like, that's bringing joy to you? Like, there's a video of that baby that was going around a little bit ago where she's, like, crying, hopping on his car as he's, like, driving away with
Whoa.
Her on the car.
Whoa.
That's bringing joy to you? Like, that's...
That's what brings
that's,
you peace and tranquility.
That's what's, like, it's just, like, I want y'all to want better for yourselves. Like, that's really what it comes down to. Like, I want everyone to want better for themselves. And if you're not comfortable being by yourself, then you do not need to be in a relationship until you are.
That's how you know you have a lot of healing to do.
Yeah.
Is if you're finding the worst people on earth, no, the worst people that snuck on earth to be with you, then, like, no, 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 baby, you are not healed. Like,
mm-mm.
And Lord, may that type of love never find me. I think that's kind of it, though. I feel like we really, like, hit the points that you guys need to hear to get
yeah.
through your head. If you didn't already know these things, and I know you guys did, because we only have
the realest and the baddest
yes.
and the smartest.
Yes.
If you know someone that you think, you know what, they might need a little nudge
mm-hmm.
to get them together,
mm-hmm.
go ahead and send them this.
And it's all with love, Pookies.
Mm-hmm. And then if you were sent this video, welcome.
Thanks for listening.
And hopefully you start your healing journey soon.
Okay, guys, though, make sure that you're following us on all of our socials. Fill out the Google form if you feel inspired to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll Bye. Be back for the next one. Bad bitch duo. Like a bad bitch duo.